And a good afternoon to you. Thank you for being with us. Glad to have you. The week before Share-a-thon 2023. Can you imagine? 2023. I started to call it Share-a-thon 23, but I was afraid people would think that it's the 23rd Share-a-thon. No, it's the 36th Share-a-thon. You believe that? It is 35 complete years, and this is the 36th Share-a-thon. So I guess we could have called it Share-a-thon 36. But I guess if we leave it Share-a-thon 2023, it removes all doubt, huh? Well, anyway, I'm praying that we'll call it a time to remember in days ahead. That's what I'm praying. I'm praying that we'll call it a time to remember what God will do in the last few days of February, from the last Sunday of February 2023 through the first Sunday in March of 2023. It's set aside for a great big worship service, fundraising, singing, preaching. I'm talking about on-air camp meeting. Yep. Somebody asked me the other day, said, what is Share-a-thon? We're new to the audience. We don't know what it is. Explain it to us. Well, it's kind of hard to explain, just to be truthful with you. But the late Buster Seaton made this statement one time. He said that somebody asked him what Share-a-thon was, and he used to preach the 2 o'clock. And he said, well, Share-a-thon's a little bit conference and a little bit camp meeting, but it's about two-thirds carnival. So that was his take on it. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I disagree with that. This year, get this. This year, we have popcorn, cotton candy. I think we're going to have snow cones and slushies. Yeah, all you can eat. You talk about wiring some kids. What now? Ain't that going to be on? Yeah. And we make a Mountain Dew slushie. Now, son, that thing's right. And got caffeine in it. Boy, I thought about this. I thought about getting some of that Code Red Mountain Dew and make slushies out of it and give it to the youngins and then send them all home. Yeah, let parents would hate us. Okay, glad to see you. Appreciate you being with us. I'm in no hurry to tell you about the traffic because there's nothing to tell, which is a little unusual. There's just really nothing to talk about today. If I found anything that's a little slow, it's the bridge in Asheville, the Captain Jeff Bourne Bridge, that would be going on Patton. We would call it westbound. Outside of that, even the downtown is better than it normally is. None of the secondaries are bad. The interstate's fine. I don't know what's wrong. Yeah, I'm a little worried. I know if you don't have the gorge is not backed up. Yeah, what am I going to do? It's just not like this. You know, it looks like a COVID day, looking back at it. You know, for almost a year, we didn't have enough traffic to talk about anywhere. We didn't even talk about traffic hardly because there wasn't any. So it looks like a COVID traffic report for sure. We dropped down to Greenville, back a little more normal. In Greenville, we are the normal slowdown in the construction zone between BMW. I was down there the other day. They're working on all that through there. But particularly right there in front of BMW, they're widening it down there from BMW down by the airport and all the way down. What is that road that goes right there? That's South Batesville Road where it goes under. And then down to, it's actually a little past Pelham. And that's where a lot of widening is going on. It's already, what is it, about 8 or 10 lanes through there? But it's going to be bigger than that. Yeah, they're widening it. There is a wreck this afternoon down on Roper Mountain, there where, at that intersection where Roper Mountain and 564, I don't know the name of 564. Is that Garlington Road? Okay, so it's got that backed up a little bit right there. And that's actually back on Garlington from Roper Mountain, yeah. But other than that, we're not too bad. It's from 385, it starts getting slow as we move north, but you soon get over it. It's not bad. Just a short space there, and once you get up to Pelham, it'll moderate out. Other than that, I don't see a whole lot at all going wrong or going on in the Greenville-Spartanburg area. Everything else seems to be moving again. To our surprise, moving pretty good this afternoon. And hadn't it been nice weather-wise? Oh, yeah, been nice. Matter of fact, it's been so nice that, I don't even know what the record for today is. I'm not sure that I've got access to that right off, because we're warm. Now, we are that. We're warm. We are looking at, no, I don't have access to it. 67 is what Asheville had at 6 minutes before 5. And then GSP, they came in today with 74. That's current. That was a 5 o'clock. And I'm looking to see if there's anybody warmer now. And yes, there is. Up around Bowling Springs, I've got a 75. Down around Westminster, I've got a 77. I don't see anything else that is any warmer than that. But that's pretty warm. Yeah, that's pretty warm. And so we are pretty amazed by that. 63 is where we are here at the studio, and the sun's beginning to set. Matter of fact, the National Weather Service was here today. Yeah, they came, and I say that, I didn't look at the sign on the side of the truck. If it's the National Weather Service or the National Climatic Data Center, I don't know which one of them it was.
Weather Service.
Okay, it was NOAA. So National Weather Service was here today, and they were working on our instrumentation, and we have official government-owned instruments here, and so our readings are official, and they're taken in a certain manner and certain time and in certain everything, and so, yeah. So the 63 is actually off of the federally owned thermometer. So I have people tell me all the time, so Preacher, y'all are cooler than everybody else. Can't help it. No, it's not us. It's National Weather Service equipment. We didn't do it. Okay, so just telling you. Yeah. Anyway, we have been a National Weather Service. We were still over on Patton Mountain, and we left there in 97. So we started doing weather, I don't know, sometime in the early 90s is when we became the weather station for the county, and maybe the late 80s, early 90s. And then, of course, moved over here, and they moved everything. But then at some point, we were drafted by the National Climatic Data Center. I'm not sure exactly how that exists, because it seems like the reporting that we do daily goes to the National Climatic Data Center, the reports that we do? And then does NOAA get it off of that? Is that how they do it? I don't know either. Anyway, they share information. I'm not sure how, but they do. So, yeah. All right, let's look at the forecast. So if you think it's warm today, it's going to get warmer. It is. Tonight, a chance of showers, 52. Tomorrow, 70 degrees. Yeah, 70 degrees. That's not bad for the 23rd of February, is it? And then tomorrow night, 20% chance of showers, only 60 for the low. But Thursday's the one. Now, they've actually cut it back a degree. But we're watching at that Thursday high. Thursday's high is 76. And that may very well be a record for the 24th day of February. And I'm thinking, I wonder what, seeing the differentials.
He said Thursday would be a record.
I'm looking at the differentials between us and Greenville-Spartanburg. If that were to continue, the differentials that we're seeing right now, 67-74, that would put GSP in the 80s, low 80s, Thursday. Just saying, that's unheard of. So anyway, yeah, and then we cool off. It We do. It's down to 51 on Thursday night. By Friday, front comes through, 60s the high. So get this. Tomorrow night, 60s the low. By Friday, 60s the high. Chance of rain Friday night, and it's going to be a cold 43 after being 76, right? And then Saturday during the day, 50, 70% chance of showers, and then 40% on Saturday evening, low of 43. And I'm watching closely this forecast for Share-a-thon. So the first Sunday of Share-a-thon, partly sunny, 65. That evening, mostly cloudy, 46. On Monday, the first Monday of Share-a-thon, 50% chance of showers, 64. Monday night, showers likely, mostly cloudy, low around 46. Chance of precip, 60%. A little cooler on Tuesday. Share-a-thon Tuesday, sunny with a high of 62. But for you cold weather lovers and for you folks that wanted snow for the season, good luck. It could. We had, and I think I shared this with you at the beginning of last week, there was a shift in the upper stratosphere of the polar vortex shift. It occurred 17, 18, right in there. So that would have been, Friday of last week, Saturday last week. So what happened is it got warmer air aloft. Warmer air aloft caused the polar vortex. It was very tight. It was almost, if you can imagine, like a tornado. The polar vortex, and the word vortex indicates, you know, rotation. So right at the top of the Earth, and mostly, you know, around the Arctic Circle, there was very fast rotation and high pressure, of course. And that took, and that cold air allowed that cold air to drop from the stratosphere. Well, as warmer air is propelled aloft, it causes that thing to get a little bigger. When it gets a little bigger, it wobbles. Well, we talked about that end of last week. We may have some changes in our pattern. Well, oddly enough, it did wobble, but it wobbled in our favor, if you like warm weather. Matter of fact, it's doing some odd stuff, and it's from what I'm reading and what I'm understanding, it is mostly attributed to that shift. Because, I mean, it's snowing in Minnesota right now, and snow's coming upon Wisconsin and Chicago. The thing about it is, though, it's snowing in California, and they're, you know, I mean, I'm looking at temperatures in the 40s in California, and Northern California, and I'm talking about coastal Northern California. In the mountains, I mean, that's not unheard of. But I'm talking about coastal California. In the northern part of California, there are current temperatures. Matter of fact, and I don't know where that line's at there in California. It's trying to see it where the line's at, the state line. But there are winter storm warnings up for the very northern part of California, the southern part of, I guess, Oregon, and the northern part of California. Snowing in the mountains, winter storm warnings. Tahama County, is that the way you say it? Tahama? Let's look at that right quick. Now, this is in the Rockies, and this would be Shasta Lake, and they're saying another 6 to 12 inches. Heavy snow expected. Another 6 to 12 inches between 1,000 and 1,500 feet and 1 to 2 feet of snow above 1,500 with locally higher amounts, winds gusting to 40 miles an hour. 2 feet of snow and 40 mile an hour winds. And yeah, I think that is in California. Imagine that. Yeah. So, yeah, it's different. It really is. And again, the Great Plains, of course, they've been hit pretty hard this year. and they're getting hit again. And it's snowing right now over much of the Great Plains. And there is kind of a warm pocket in it, right in the kind of right in the middle of it, that's mostly rain. But it is snowing. And as a result of that, they've had a pretty tough winter. But the South is kind of in a cutoff type front. And so we're getting, there's a frontal boundary that extends, really it extends from around just south of St. Louis. And it comes right above us here. It comes all the way to the coast, right through here. It's a frontal boundary. And if you look along that boundary, everything below that boundary is near 70. North of that boundary, we're talking 50s and 60s. But it's coming right through North Carolina. It almost follows 40. Not exactly, but it would be close to following I-40 across the state. And it's causing the difference in temperatures. And again, I can't say for sure that's what's caused this, but it is something to think about, that we have unusually warm temperatures. And again, as the polar vortex, as it moves, it can wobble to either direction, but we still have cold air in the north. And so, it's been an interesting winter. And I'll go one step further. It could be interesting yet. All it takes is that subtropical jet, that thing to flop over, and that subtropical jet to fall. And if it did, with all the precipitation that the Great Plains has gotten, and with all the precipitation New England's gotten, if that subtropical jet drops, we could get some serious, serious springtime weather. I'm just telling you. Late winter weather, I'll call it that. Late winter weather. All right, 21st day of February on a Tuesday, the general operating budget of Anchor Broadcasting, sponsored by Ron and Kathy Seavers in honor of their 53rd wedding anniversary and in thankfulness for the goodness of God and their two sons who work in the ministry, Rodney and Jason, and their families. We appreciate the Seavers. Thank them for standing with us here at the general budget. And then the network, sponsored by the Whitewater Baptist Church in honor of their youth. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child. Thank you. God bless you, Whitewater. Appreciate that very much. Well, we are only 5 days away from Share-a-thon. Yep, 5 days. And the prayer request today is for those that visit, they'll be blessed and feel welcome. And that's what we're hoping for. That's what we're praying for. Blessed and welcome. Now, we're having prayer meeting tonight at 6. And when I say prayer meeting, it's not a fellowship. It's just slip into the auditorium and pray and leave. And so I've got Bible college at 6:15, so I won't get to be there long. But I will try to be done by 6 so I can run in and pray. But our folks are praying every night this week. And I'm hoping that folks who, I mean, you're welcome to come pray beside us. But I'm hoping that if you can't come and pray here with us, pray where you are. And if you've not been praying for Share-a-thon, would you start? Would you be willing to pray? Yeah. I don't cost much just to ask the Lord to help us. We need the Lord's help. And so we'd pray that. But we're not taking anything for granted. We never do. I never want to be guilty of presuming upon the grace of God. Ever do I want to presume the grace of God. But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm concerned about the move of God. I mean, I am very much. It's not that I'm concerned about the finances. I am. It's not that I'm not concerned about the other things. I am. But boy, I mean, I'm concerned about the Lord moving. So I hope you'll share that concern. And I hope that you'll be one that say, Lord, make me a candidate for revival. Lord, make me revivable. Yeah. Pray to that end, okay? All right. Happy birthday to Max Simmons today. God bless you. Congratulations. Also, glad to have folks visiting with us today across the network. And I lost my mouse. There it is. Glad to have, you know, we've got a pretty good audience in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's growing. And we have more and more connections in Ann Arbor. I only say it one time. But sometimes my one time saying, it can be a lot, you know. Okay, let's just do it, okay. So this afternoon we have Ann Arbor, Ann Arbor, Ann Arbor, Ann Arbor, Avon, Brandon, Brevard, 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 Campbellsville, Charlotte, Dayton, Easley, Ennis, Fort Mill, Fort Mill, Fort Mill, Greer, Hendersonville, Hendersonville, Houston, 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 Lancaster, Maiden, Manchester, 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 Morrisville, Nassau, Ottawa, Plymouth, Richardson, Rock Hill, Rock Hill, Rock Hill, Toledo, unknown, 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 they're U.S. unknowns. Four U.S. unknowns, an unknown United Kingdom, three more U.S. unknowns, unknown Europe, and can't even count the rest of those. A whole big old long list of U.S. unknowns, and Weaverville. Yep. Now, so you know, when they started doing the subnets, and I didn't know this, the vice president of... I'm not sure exactly what the title, but of all things internet, of Comporium shared this with me, that when they started doing the subnets, that one connection that shows up like it does can be, I believe he told me, 24 individual connections. And then on those individual connections, you don't know how many people you have. You know, you don't know. And then when I tell you those are only the app. That's all I'm talking about. It's not Roku. It's not Apple TV. It is not Amazon Fire. It's not any of those. It's just the app. If they're listening on the computer, I don't think it shows up. I don't believe it does. Uh-uh. So if you listen on the computer, you log into on a computer, that doesn't show up. All I'm telling you when I give you those stats, that's just the app. That's the app statistics. Yep, and that's all. So, yeah, anyway, to God be the glory. And so bless the Lord for his goodness and his grace. I don't think my text line is working. Let me go to the backup and say, nope, it's not. Okay, so let me back up here and let me see if I can... calls back in here and tell you that 4412 says, God bless Israel, Pastor Barton, and Anchor Broadcasting. Thank you. And this was about 21 minutes ago, a wreck at the roundabout. I'm trying to figure out where it's at. It's the roundabout on 64, so there's only one on 64. So roundabout on 64. And at least three cars involved. That's just the beginning. Wait till they get. Yeah. So, yeah, sorry about that. I think I haven't looked to see if it's. Just heard about it, so I haven't looked to see if it's impeding traffic, but it probably is. It's going to be a real learning curve. And I'm not trying to be sarcastic, talking about the roundabout, to say that it is a learning curve, you know. I'm not being sarcastic when I say that. It really is going to be a problem. Okay, I'm not seeing a big backup around it, so maybe they got it off to the side. Okay, I don't see a big backup. All right, good to see the Colonel with us this afternoon, and can adults get Mountain Dew slushies? Colonel, I promise you, if you'll come, I'll pour you one myself, all right? We promise. So, we're looking forward to having the Colonel with us from up Fort Lee, Virginia. and looking forward to getting to meet him. Also, one of my staff member has got a little boy, and she is writing up a contract, and she said anyone who feeds Henry sugar gets to take him home for 24 hours. Okay, so he won't be getting nothing, right? No, he won't be getting nothing. All right, and somebody sent me the records for Asheville today. So the record high temperature was 69. Okay, the average is about 54. No, excuse me. The high temperature in Asheville was 69. The record for today was 77. So no, we didn't do it. And get this. On this date, the record low temperature was 8 degrees above zero. I don't know what year it was, but that was the record. Yep. So interesting, huh? So we'll watch. We'll see. And we'll see what the, we'll watch and see where we are come later in this week. But I believe it's going to be some records. It sure does look like it's going to be some. I appreciate, Bradley, you sending that to me. Doug's threatening to send me some snow. Well, it looks like you got plenty to send, Doug, out there in Wyoming. Honestly, son, y'all ain't been paying the preacher or something. Y'all about to, I mean, it looks like a snow apocalypse out there. Gracious. And, yeah. On cell phone, on app, are you an unknown? If you did not hear your state called, yeah. Yeah, it couldn't decipher you. So if you're listening abroad, and it looks like you are, and because I did not have, I think that's Arkansas 479, and nope, I got no Arkansas today. So you are an unknown. Yep, you are. So, yep. The National Climate Data Center is a part of NOAA. Okay, didn't know that. All right, because you know the headquarters for that's in Asheville, isn't it? Didn't Charles Taylor get the National Climatic Data Center moved to Asheville in the federal building? I believe he did. I believe that's where all the records are kept for the nation, I think. At least there's an office over there. I don't know if all of them's there, but I think there's an office over there. Okay, Karen, I did see you, Karen, and I saw a test. All right. And, all right, let me see here. Somebody says, listen as a drive, trying to beat the storm, pray for safety. This is Lamar Whittemore. And, yeah, the storm is upon you, my brother. I'm telling you, it's over at Doug's and coming your way. And, gracious, y'all have had it. The Great Plains have been eat up. Mercy, mercy, mercy. So, yeah, bless your hearts. Well, let me tell you what I'm praying. I'm praying that we will have a deep move of God and in the days ahead. And regardless what you think about the things that are being, reports of revival, regardless where you stand on or what you think about it. I was encouraged over the weekend for Fox News to report on a new God consciousness on college campuses, including state colleges, secular colleges. I don't know that I've ever heard anything like that before. I don't know that I ever have. And so to me, that was a first. Don't know that I've ever heard anything like that. So my prayer is that I'm asking God to do some things, and it's kind of like, I don't know, it's, when, thank God for his move anywhere. But when you hear about a move of God, for a child of God, and you hear about a move of God, you can't help. And I know we're not supposed to envy, but I guess the word I'm trying to say is, it's not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. So I don't believe it's wrong when you hear of God troubling hearts in other places, to say, Lord, do it here. I don't believe it's wrong when you hear of people being born again other places that you say, Lord, do it here. I don't, when you hear sinners repenting, their words, they're repenting. I mean, I don't think it's wrong to say, Lord, do it here. Lord, do it here. So we have some great opportunities in the days ahead to, you know, for the Lord's to have his way. I mean, we're going to have some great opportunities, and I certainly want you to be praying. I wanted to share with you this morning, I mentioned yesterday's schedule on for Monday the 27th. Scott Dean from White Horse Heights in the morning, Brian McBride, and I got to talk to Brian, I actually talked to him. His voice is weak, but I did get to talk to him today. He's up in Bean Blossom. They're driving in Friday. And then Rudy Smith, and the listed time's 5:30, but he will not take the pulpit till around 6, okay? So we're hoping that folks will come on, and you can have supper here, okay? And then our sentimental sermon at 7, and so we're hoping that you will. And then on that Monday, it's Brian Coates, the Agees, the Yorks, the Elledge sisters, and Brother Les Butler all going to be with us. And then on Tuesday morning, it's Pastor Doug Raines of the Progress Baptist Church in Hendersonville. And Brother Raines is a great blessing to us. He's also going to be doing some announcing for us. And we love and appreciate him. Brother Harlan Barnett has had a hip replacement. And Brother Raines said that he'll help us out, and we appreciate that a lot. And Brother Raines, his dad pastored Pleasant View there in Taylor's for years and years. And they had a great work there. And Brother Raines has been used, he and his family. And, of course, the Raines family, they sing. And then, of course, he pastors. And he just multiple talented. We're looking forward. A couple of years ago, man, he stunned me. And it was, I guess it's just what I was need at the time. I had to go get his outline afterwards because he set me back. And I got so wound up. I got so taken with what he said in the early part of the message, I didn't write down another note. I was too busy thinking about what he'd said. And then I had to go get the outline and come back and it'll make up. So, yeah. So Doug Raines, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, Brian McBride, and then 5:30, the music starts, Brother Rudy Smith, Mount Sinai, and then he'll be preaching at about a little after 6. And then when he's done, the Stennett Blue by tape will be doing Laying Down at His Feet. So we're looking forward to that. But Eddie Connard's going to be helping us with music. The Yorks family's going to be here. Adam Borden family, they're here. Les Butler from Nashville is going to be with us. The Wheelers are going to be here. And also, we're going to ask Brother Reggie Sadler to come in at that evening service. And we've got to looking, and we do not have a clear presentation. We looked through our tapes, but I can't find. Reggie's done a little bit of this, a little bit of that through the years, but I can't find his full testimony anywhere. And we're going to get him to give his testimony. I mean, a lot of people don't realize who Reggie is. You probably recognize him from television, from years gone by. You just don't, you know, may not put, you know, remember. But, I mean, Reggie worked with Frankie Valli. He worked with the Four Seasons. He worked with Jerry Lee Lewis. He worked with Red Fox at the Las Vegas Hilton. He's worked Lake Tahoe. He worked for Disney, Walt Disney. He was both in California and had a group and sang in California at Disneyland. And then he was actually the talent scout for both parks, for Walt Disney theme parks, for years. He was touring, and he was singing in Tokyo, Japan. And Reggie sang to a crowd of about 80,000 in Tokyo. Yeah. But Reggie got saved in the late 70s. And Dr. E.V. Hill was preaching at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles. And Reggie left rock and roll. he got his foot on the rock and his name on the roll, and he left rock and roll. And he's been traveling full time ever since. But since that time, they've had several top 20 gospel songs, his daughter as well. They have been a part of the National Quartet Convention. You'll find Reggie on the Gaither Homecoming videos. He's been a part of those. He used to sing pretty regular for Jerry Falwell on the Old Time Gospel Hour and also the Hominy Valley Singing. He sang there with the Primitives. And then, of course, he's been in church services all over the world. We almost lost Reg. And when I say almost, he was so bad that he stayed in the hospital and they basically put him in the rest home. And he got so bad in the rest home, they had put him back in the hospital. And they just were not giving us a whole lot of hope. But God's people prayed. And he's going to be singing. He was here for the Faith, Family, and Freedom Rally. And he's going to be singing, giving his testimony. That's Tuesday afternoon, 5:30 Eastern. Okay? So, yeah, you don't want to miss that. Also, I was going to tell you that we've got the Elledge sisters going to be with us. The Elledge sisters are here on Monday, and Kaylee, Taylor, Carissa, Kinsley, and Lainey, and they're going to be with us, and they're Jacob Elledge's daughters from Georgetown Baptist Church, and they do a good job. They're sweet. Those girls love to sing, and they love the Lord, and we're grateful for that. Brother Les Butler, a lot of people don't know Les. Les is actually a preacher. He is also a wonderful musician, songwriter, but he is also a promoter. A lot of people don't know that Les Butler is one of the top names in Nashville, Tennessee, as far as gospel music is concerned. And many, many groups will sign with Les Butler. And here's the thing. At least one group, Les heard them at Sheraton. And he took them to the national level. And none other than the King James Boys. I mean, I heard the King James Boys the other day on XM radio, satellite radio. So, yeah, I'm talking about, top stuff. So, bless the Lord. Matter of fact, a lot of our people that come to Sheraton are in the charts and are on, satellite radio worldwide. Pretty amazing, isn't it? The Agees are going to be with us. Of course, you love the Agees. The Agees, Morgan, Megan, Madison, Seth, and Samuel, and then Mom and Dad Scott and Stephanie. I met them at a regional convention, and their kids sang, and they just impressed me. So I invited them to Sheraton. Nobody on this side of the ridge knew them. And I invited them to Sheraton, and I told them, I said, at that Sheraton, I said, you got a decision to make. I said, you're going to have to decide. He was working on computers, working full time. They had a farm, raising goats, raising dogs. And I said, you got a decision to make. I said, you're going to have to decide if you're going to do this on the weekends or if you're going to serve God full time. They went home, and after much prayer, they said, full time. But it wasn't just because they decided to say full time. It's because the phone rang and rang and rang and rang and rang and still ringing. You can't really hook up the Agees wrong. They'll follow the Lord. They always mind the preacher. Whatever the preacher wants, that's what they'll do. They'll bend over backwards to try to do what the preacher wants, try to follow the Spirit. And I trust them, in situations like that. You're going to enjoy the York family. James and Faith, the Yorks. They got a boy named Logan. He's 16. Noah's 13. And then Ambry is 11. They're from Trenton, Georgia. And Miss Faith York, she writes most of their songs. She wrote, "He's good like that." And she wrote, "Look what God has done." Yeah, she wrote those. So, you'll be hearing some of those. You'll be hearing the person who wrote them and performed them originally singing them here at this year's Share-a-thon. For real. Good stuff. I mean, good stuff. And that's, we're trying to get, it's not just about, you know, we're trying to expose godly people that you could get to come to your church, you know, get booked for meetings and stuff. We're trying to expose godly people to our pastors and stuff. So to be a blessing to you, we really are. Did I mention the Bordens? Yeah, the Bordens are going to be here, the Adam Borden family. Yeah, they'll be here. And they're a blessing. God's used them. And Abby and Adelin, Adelin is the two girls, and Adam and his girls travel and sing, and they'll tell more of the story about his wife. I think maybe they'll share some more of that with you in the days of the week. Okay, or maybe I can. I'll get permission. We'll see. Okay, all right. And then we got. On Tuesday, we got the Wheelers, we got Reggie, we got the Les Butler, we got the Adam Borden family, we got the Yorks, we got Brother Eddie Connard. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. Want you to stay with us. Want you to tune in. Want you to absolutely don't miss a minute, okay? Have some prayer requests to share with you this afternoon. Please pray for a man diagnosed with ALS, and that's always a heartbreaking diagnosis. Also, a neighbor in a bad relationship, a lady having surgery this coming Thursday, a grandson having surgery Thursday, also a daughter who has cancer. I want to remember these things if we can, okay? Thank you so much for remembering these. And then remember Share-a-thon. Pray that God will do what he wants. And it's his. And I mean that. It's his. And I've said this in the past, but I really mean it. I'm praying the fundraising will take a back seat and that people minding God and the Spirit of God having his right of way will be the emphasis. And by the way, if people mind God, the finances, you don't have to push and pull if people mind God. And so I've seen it. God go to moving. And as totals go up, it just don't have time to talk about it because God's moving. So, you know, we're trusting him. It's his. So thank you for being prayerful. Okay. Got to go. It's time. Thank you so much. Let's pray. Father, we ask for these requests. And then, Lord, for others that are before us. Lord, you know all things. And Lord, we're praying, Lord, whatever you want. And Lord, whatever the will of God is, then Lord, we're asking you to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you, Lord, for intervening. And Lord, we're asking now that Lord, as folks gather and pray with us as this song starts, Lord, we're beseeching the throne of God for the very presence of God in our midst. We'll thank you for what you do in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. Can you take time and pray while the AG families step up and sing that there is power in prayer? I'm Pastor Randy Barton. Until we meet again, whether on the air or in the air, may God richly bless you, is our prayer.